And let's get your take in times as well. You wrote a book. You've done some work, Standing in God's Light, you called, in End Times. What's your take on end times?
Well, my take on end times, I didn't have a take on it until my co-author, Armin Marcotte, who was a remarkable, a famous clairvoyant, suggested in the 1990s that we write a book together about his the information he was receiving mentally from what he called his spiritual guides about end times coming closer. And so that's where I began to get the interest that I have today in end times. But I'd like to, you know, point out that Armin Marcotte predicted a hopeful situation regarding what we call end times, that the world would survive and go on in a more in a peaceful, evolved sense.
Well, some people have predicted that. I hope he is too. Do you believe we are in it now?
From Armin's precise predictions, I tend to believe, I won't say hypothesize, that we are likely in end times as he described them. You see, he said one of his, he gave 9 readings during the 1990s, and I transcribed them, you know, and worked from them.
Okay.
And what he said, and this is a quote, he said, there will be a worldwide war perpetrated by terrorists in the grip of evil. And, of course, you know, that coming out in the mid-1990s did not mean as much as it does now.
That's so amazing.
That's,
and that was part of his readings, you say?
Yes, that is a precise a quotation from one of his readings. A worldwide war perpetrated by terrorists in the grip of evil. And when I first read that, you know, and transcribed this, working on the book with him, I thought, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
But I soon found out.
What does the chronology, what's the timetable here, Anne? I mean, when you say we're in it, but how long will we be in it?
Armand Marcotte never was able to give precise time. He said that end times might come in 2012. It might come before. It might come shortly after 2008. He had specific quotes like that.
Did he believe end times were tied into the Mayan calendar end date of 2012?
He said possibly.
Huh.
That's one of the quotes in the book.
Well, that would change everyone's assumption of solar, eruption and confusion and things like that. That's an interesting twist to it.
Yes, it would be an interesting twist. I was trying to find his precise quote, but
now,
I can't do that
eventually when you find it, can you tie in end times to, you know, the Book of Revelation, the Apocalypse, and Antichrist? I mean, does he go that far to tie all this in?
Oh, well, yes. Armin and I are both Catholics. He was a Catholic. He died in 1999, leaving me to finish the book. But he said, I'll come back from the other side to help you.
I'll help you out, right.
Which he did.
it sounds like there's another story here.
Oh, yes. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Well, was it all tied into, you know, the Apocalypse, the Antichrist, everything that we've read in the Book of Revelation? Is that what you believe end times to be, and is that what we're leading into?
Well, because Armin and I were both Catholics, we went according to the Catholic Bible, but also went into other Bibles and the other visionary sources that are not even related to Christianity. The book is a combination of predictions of end times by many sources, It is not specifically just what our religion said.
Sure. And you said the Catholic Bible, and I'm sure you meant the Christian Bible.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, the Christian Bible, there are a little bit different versions of the Christian Bible.
Sure.
And the Catholic Bible is slightly different in some of the verbiage.
Who might be, did he predict who the Antichrist is or will be?
Armand never got around to predicting specifically who the Antichrist was, but he described him, you see. And so it was up to me to research his nine transcripts. And I came to the conclusion that the description of the Antichrist as described in the Bible might well be the United Nations. In other words,
as a whole, the United Nations
of humans, rather than one human man.
And they would be then, in total, the Antichrist.
They would be perpetrating the events that are described in the Bible. In other words, there would be a worldwide chaos, the suggestion of a one world order, a suggestion of a God that was not the God that we know of, you know, in heaven. And, of course, the United Nations has all these strange things that they're trying to get into effect, including a world church, which would not be, you know, it would incorporate little tiny bits of all the religions of the world, but that the UN itself would be the God of the world church.
Interesting.
That's described, the process is described in the book.
Yet he believes that we're going to be okay.
Yes. Yes, in his transcripts, he specified that it would be up to people who perceived that end times were most probably here to fight against the chaos that end times would cause all over the world, and that there would be groups of people forming, you see, who would fight various aspects of the chaos of end times.